Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The University of Kentucky has recently completed a study on the overall impact of agriculture in the state. Allison Davis is an associate professor in ag economics and serves as the executive director of CEDEC, the Community and Economic Development Initiative of Kentucky. She says this new survey is a most comprehensive examination of the total impact of agriculture and is an important tool for decision makers statewide.
It is. It's very important to the College of Agriculture to provide an overview of how important agriculture is in the state, and particularly with the increasing pressure on land use between agriculture and industrial development. It's important to try to portray the true value of ag across the entire state.
In short, this document is more thorough than previous assessments.
In the past, the value of ag has been limited to commodity receipts and so forth. And what has been done recently is to try to show the interaction between those commodities, food processing, and the inputs that are needed to create these different types of crops across the state.
Getting the big picture, the ag sector numbers are impressive.
They are. We find that overall the total economic impact of agriculture is about $46.3 billion and accounts for 263,000 jobs in Kentucky.
We'll continue this discussion in a minute. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know there's more to living out here than farming, which is why we offer more than credit for farmers. We use our financial and agricultural knowledge to tailor solutions that help rural residents achieve their goals. At Farm Credit, we know you're not just looking for a loan. You're working to maintain a way of life. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
So says UK Ag Economics Associate Professor Allison Davis. This new, more comprehensive study of the ag sector impact puts that bottom line at $46.3 billion with a direct and related employment number at 263,000 jobs for Kentucky. And Davis says these numbers are actually conservative.
One thing that we can't do, but this underestimates the true value of ag, is to look at all of the services, the service-based industries that support agriculture, including banking, insurance, the legal sector. Those are also part of the ag cluster, but are a little bit more intangible to measure. So the full ag cluster would include all of those levels.
She says they probably won't be doing this survey each year, but will likely do another one fairly soon as the just completed census of agriculture numbers are consolidated and released. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.